Got a hair in my mouth.
That's real low.
That's how we fucking sell this podcast?
Yeah.
I can barely hear that those old bass lines. There we go.
That's too loud.
Is it?
No.
Boom. You get sucked into this song, guys.
So you've written lyrics for it yet?
Yep.
Nice.
What sing are them they? Now.
I only sing them in my head.
Oh, gotcha.
They have to be spoken out loud.
Speak them out. Speak them out.
It's like a demon thing. If I say the words out loud.
Oh, Mr. Boogity comes
out. Hell breaks loose on Earth.
Oh, this is like Evil Dead style.
Yeah.
Oh, basically. Shit.
Yeah. Guys, you don't know how happy I am that Mr. Boogity is in a Westlands repertoire now.
It's in there.
Yeah. You had to have picked this. I think it was you that picked
it. No, I think it's Darren. Darren messaged it, Abe. And we're like, hey, make him watch this.
Yeah.
Kissy emoji. Could Darren have the kissy emoji?
Yeah, he does.
Does he really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh. No? Oh, damn. I thought I knew a fun fact about Darren. I don't yet.
I like doing emojis.
I used to love it a lot, but I noticed that my phone switched how the emojis look, and I just hate the way they look now, so I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't like them.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
I think this is why I was having problems. I think this is why I couldn't hear the music.
Are you good now?
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. I turned it up really loud.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't hear it.
No, he turned it up really loud.
Yeah, I couldn't hear it because of my headphones.
Gotcha.
Yep, I could barely hear anything out of there.
Oh.
But I didn't notice it until the music was over with. And then, like, I was like, man, I can still barely hear them.
Yep.
It's just that.
It was just that.
Just the old shortage. Well, hello, everybody. We want to welcome you to episode number 169. How fitting that episode
169.
69, dude. What was the 69th episode? Did we make a big deal?
No, we did not.
No?
I don't think we were counting then.
I'm sure I giggled.
No, I don't think we were counting then. Because I didn't start keeping track of the numbers until right about 100. Because we wanted to know when our 100th episode was.
That's
and then
true.
Ever since then, I've been keeping track.
Okay. So, I wonder what it was. I hope it was something good like beef 1.0.
I'm looking it up.
Or something.
Beef really has to be for 69.
Now, in retrospect, it makes sense.
Or an episode about tacos. It's got to be one of the two.
We never did an episode about tacos, shockingly.
I was just trying to think of something for the.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You get me, right?
Oh, I get you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I get you.
Okay.
Something dirty sounding.
Yeah, it is. Well, yeah, 69.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys ever 69'd?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, actually, I think we talked about that
two weeks ago.
I'm repeating questions.
Oh, no, it's all right. You can repeat all you want.
I was curious.
We have no
boundaries
tonight. Yeah. We can talk about whatever we want, whenever we want, however long we want to talk about it.
And I'm Tony.
And I'm Abe.
I'm Brett.
Welcome to Boys Night.
Boys Night.
We didn't invite Ashland over tonight.
Yeah, we said we want
to stay home.
Episode 169 is all about the boys.
Yeah.
Actually, she defriended us and got COVID because that's what happens.
Yeah.
She unfollowed us on Facebook and instantly plus positive.
COVID. It was done.
She got the vid.
Yep. You're not a true friend.
She didn't really get the vid. I feel like I got to put that out there. So Ashland, if you're getting messages about get better, it's not my fault. I corrected everybody.
She can't heal taste.
I thought that you were being serious.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She has COVID.
I would never joke about that.
No, and then she lacks her sense of humor.
I never joke about serious things. I only joke about funny things.
Like 9/11.
Exactly.
We're trying to win that award, Tony.
Oh, shit.
BPC.
Oh, yeah. How can I win an award?
Have we ever been PC though?
Yeah.
I don't think that's. I mean, even when we did our live show, when we were supposed to be the most.
I snuck in 9/11.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but I feel like. I feel like Brittany kept us pretty PC on the last one.
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah. I think so. Ain't nobody going to say nothing too controversial with Brittany.
That's true.
Yeah. Especially because if she disagrees with you,
You ain't gonna hear the end of it. But that's what was fun. I there was times
you liked to argue with her.
Yeah, I would purposely say what would piss her off just because I wanted the reaction. It was fun.
We're better brother and sister now, though.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Now that we're not doing a podcast.
Now that we're not fighting on a weekly basis.
Yeah. You know.
What was our biggest fight that we had? I feel like
it was initial.
That was pretty close. But that was going to be our topic for when we brought her back.
That was for you too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you guys fighting about that.
That was going to be our topic for when we brought her back. But at what event? Oh, it was Jay's birthday. Yeah. Is that when we went out to the barn?
Yeah, the barn.
When we went to that.
2 years ago. 2 years ago.
We told Ashley and I, we were like, we need to have you on that episode.
Yeah.
And we were thinking nature versus nurture. She fucking changed her position. She's like, oh, I can kind of see what you mean now. Like, no, fuck that.
And typical BTAA fashion.
Hell yeah.
So we changed our mind.
I like it.
So wait, BBTAA. The original squad.
That episode is out the window now.
Yeah.
But our next biggest fight was You're Next.
That was my biggest fight with her.
That was pretty
fun. The ending of
You're Next. Which is so weird.
It got
heated.
It got really heated. She was really convinced that nothing's happening to her. Wasn't that her argument?
No, yeah. that was my argument.
That was your argument.
Well, no, she said that he would, or that she would get, like, she would go to jail for the rest of her life or death chamber.
I mean, they'll definitely get
it that far.
And I said, no, like, she might, like, have to maybe spend the night in the jail for a couple nights while she's, like, explaining herself. But, like, all that evidence is going to point. Yeah.
Right.
She didn't do this.
I see her being a weep because there was quite an investigation that had to happen.
There would be a big old investigation.
There would be a huge investigation. Yeah. They're getting to the bottom of this shit.
She's not getting pinned for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. No. That was my position.
I couldn't remember.
And it got
which
real
side.
Heated.
Because I'm not going to lie, there was a lot of times that I didn't care what position I was on. I should like egging it on. I might not believe in this argument, but this is so fun that I'm just going to pick it.
Yeah.
Sorry if I caused your life hell because I had fun.
No. I mean, and honestly, though, that was only... like, that was the biggest argument that me and her had on podcast.
Oh, and I can
God.
We've also had some doozies off podcast.
Yeah.
Like, and not like, you know, both of us are being unreasonable or something.
Right.
But like, you know, like about... like the way that we view things.
Gotcha.
Like discussions.
She's too passionate.
That turn into.
We need Brittany back on for one episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's just too passionate. That's her problem.
Oh, we got to give her some. We got to bring her back for a topic where she can.
You got to do some recon.
Down,
you got to do some recon and figure out what's a hot button issue for Britney these days.
You know what we should
then
do?
We can all agree.
You know what we should do?
Disagree
and
on.
And on the movie one?
No, not disagree. We want to agree with
and
her.
And on the movie one, we should bring her back for the staff we visited, but not tell Ashlyn.
Or Britney.
Hell yeah.
Remember, she hates it also.
Does she?
That was another fight because I remember halfway through the movie, you were into it. You were having fun.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden you look over and they're both just staring at you.
Oh. It was. Remember, I watched the movie at home before I came over to Jay's. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I watched it twice that day.
Oh,
and
nice.
And then went to Jay's because the movie blew my mind. It was like that giant spider invasion I was telling you about. The movie blew my mind. But like,
I got to share this with
somebody. But like, well, and we were going to have to watch it that, or talk about it that night anyways. And they were going to watch it anyway. So I was like, fuck, I'll just go over and watch it with them while they watch it.
Yeah.
And then like, I get over there and I'm like, you guys are about to have your minds blown. And then we sit there and I'm the whole movie. I'm just like, guys, amazing, right? It's like that, one video or whatever with you've seen it like a meme with like, Nicolas Cage and, Pedro Pascal.
Oh, yeah.
And Pedro Pascal, he's like really excited.
Yeah.
That was me. And I,
okay. So.
She was so mad at me.
But so that'd be funny. They could like come together and like hate us again. And be like, oh yeah, we're talking about the stuff.
We might die that day. We might die that day.
So, random thing. Yeah. Has anybody been keeping up with this Kate Middleton thing?
Oh my God, that girl, dude.
I just heard that she's like, they can't find her.
Yeah.
That's about all I've heard.
That's what I've heard.
I went down to deep, and like, apparently he's cheating on her.
Oh.
But then
surprise me.
But then I went on lesbian TikTok.
Okay.
Wait. You can't say that like that's a thing and not expect me to ask questions. What is lesbian TikTok?
You're going to blow past that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just going to highlight that real quick and not dive in.
No. Actually, I went down to Kate Middleton and then it came down like lesbian. Okay. There was a lesbian theory that Kate, the one cheating.
Oh.
And she might be on a, you know, that's what might be the
thing.
On
a lesbian quest?
On a lesbian fourth date.
Huh.
Could they last forever, apparently?
A first date that's lasted months, though? Has it been months that
apparently
anybody's
seen
her?
That's the thing. Lesbian TikTok said it. So it might have been a
lesbians
joke.
Lesbians are awesome.
I know. It might have been a joke, but you know what?
A 6 month first date? Yeah. That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
But well, if the date's going horrible, it sounds horrible.
Well, no, because the first
date. It's going good?
I sound like it's going good.
The first date is like the peak anxiety. It's like, I got to make sure I do everything right. Even if I'm golden, even if I'm slaying it.
You're saying for 6 months, you got to be perfect.
I got
to
be perfect.
Until that second date, 7 months in, and you're
that's seven months.
You can let it go. Let it all hang out.
That 7 month second date just to see if you're compatible.
Right. 6 months.
So you don't waste anybody's time.
6 months of holding in a fart.
Yeah.
Dude, right?
Oh my God.
No, yeah. Ain't happening.
Or queef, right?
Or queef. Yeah. You can't just let those fly everywhere.
Yeah. No, you can't go queefy nearly wheelie.
No. So question. I know this is gonna make me look really dumb, but Kate Middleton, who is she again?
She's married to the bald one.
She is
the bald one.
She is the royal one.
Yeah, she's okay. Queen to be.
Not the redheaded Canadian guy.
No.
Well, I don't know what they look like. I couldn't pick her out, any of them out, to be honest.
Which one's Harry? Is that the redheaded
That's
fucker?
The one that went to Canada.
Okay. Well, that boy, he's not even in the bloodline, dude.
No. He dumped
from what I've seen.
Yeah, he dumped.
Because I've seen pictures of Princess Diana's like driver or something like that. One of her bodyguards or something from like around the time she would have got pregnant with the redheaded one.
Yeah.
And like his pictures now, like comparison, and they look pretty similar.
Is he like seriously a redheaded stepchild?
Not even stepchild.
Oh, bastard.
Bastard.
Oh, damn. I didn't want to say that. But yeah, he's a redheaded bastard.
Yeah.
But Diana wasn't in by marriage, but she was blood, wasn't she?
No, she was in by marriage.
Yeah, was she
in
really? By marriage.
He picked her up and fucked her and then married her.
Huh.
Didn't you see Diana the musical?
No.
I've never seen Diana the musical, but I did see that Kristen Stewart one.
Okay.
The Twilight one.
Okay. Twilight?
Yep. Twilight. The Princess Diana.
Hold on, Spider Monkey.
Where we're going, we don't need Wodes.
It's not even from the right movie, but it's great.
Could she die in a car crash?
Okay. That works.
Yeah.
It works.
Ugh.
Oh, damn.
Like, I hope they don't ban TikTok.
Do you hope that?
I don't think
I hope they don't.
Well, but that actually reminds me. We'll get right back to that because that's a big topic in general.
Okay.
But I just found out.
So today, when it's boys, we're just talking big topics.
Apparently. Yeah.
That Ashlyn can't handle. This has turned into some sexist shit, guys.
We're talking some serious shit.
I mean, in all honesty, she would have loved to chime in on that Middleton one. She's all about the royal family.
Yeah.
But
that girl's dead, by the way, though.
Should we take Beth? Because we have a sub Deadpool?
A side one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what if we all agree? Because I'm kind of on, I want to be on the page of that she's dead, because that would be crazy.
They had the doctored picture.
Uh huh. Right? I saw that.
Wait, doctored pictures?
No, like, yeah.
I need to get on
from like British Mother's Day or something.
I don't have TikTok. I need to have Ashlyn get on lesbian TikTok. No.
Hey, I've made a TikTok. Yeah. I'll show you the ropes.
I forgot you just told us last week that you made your first TikTok. I didn't even cross my brain that you have to have TikTok in order to make a TikTok.
Abe, you should get on TikTok because it's down. You can go down some rabbit holes.
See, that's what I'm worried about because
I don't get on there and watch. I just watch the
when Rora sends them to you.
Rora and Katie.
Yeah,
they're like my TikTok filters.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah,
just show me what I need to see.
I will
get
addicted.
Yeah.
I will just watch that.
You know,
I will not
write. You know that funny 9/11 crackle video I sent you?
Yeah.
That was a TikTok?
Oh, I know it was.
Yeah.
I just found out recently that apparently Texas banned Pornhub.
What?
Yeah.
Was you porn okay, though? Or is it just Pornhub?
What it was...
Is it all pornography?
They need...
I could see it being all pornography.
Their biggest thing was fact that it's fucking... too easy to fake the age requirement. Like that, yes, I'm 18, obviously. Everybody knows that that's not the best security thing, but there's
Are you 18? Yes.
There's no proper way to do it.
When you get on YouPorn, though, it does ask you if you're 18. It says yes or no.
Another one.
If it said no, okay, no.
Okay, you're not allowed.
Okay.
Don't come back.
No. Enjoy some funny cartoons. What happened if you press no? Did they do
there
that?
Are
I've
some,
never hit no.
There are, I'm curious.
Yeah.
There are some that will send you to Disney.com. One back in the day did that to me. I want to, what
Disney
is no do? Just
I
curious.
Know that was a thing.
But
so next time Disney, I whack off, no, I'm going to hit no.
It's,
I'm gonna hit no
it's just Disney, to see. It yeah, Disney just to see. Funding these? Because then they have to, because they were like, oh, that's how they get more audiences on the eye.
Unless they did that.
Are we going down to Disney porn?
I bet Disney
hole?
Secret, like somehow they're through subsidiaries or something, like owns Pornhub somehow.
I think so.
Somehow.
Yeah. But either that or PepsiCo, because PepsiCo owns so
everything.
Many so many weird things you don't even, like Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And Doritos.
Yeah. Pepsi owns Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Pornhub.
Yep,
and KFC.
That's KFC.
KFC.
They had those combos, pizza or the KFC Taco Bells.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, apparently that's their big gripe. But what Pornhub did was they're like, all right, so if they think it's such a problem that you have to identify your age, we're just going to disable our site in Texas. So in Texas, you cannot access Pornhub.com,
weird.
Which is fucking wild.
That's crazy. So, but if they do ban,
sucks for Texas.
Yeah, but she's getting a VPN.
Yeah, that's what they said. Like everyone in Texas has a VPN now. As a Reddit meme, but which I don't know.
They didn't get anything accomplished. Then.
No.
They never will.
No. Good on you.
Yeah,
government.
That's what all these legislation. That's what. There's workarounds for everything.
Yeah.
But TikTok, I don't know if they're actually, I don't know if they could, if they will.
There's like some movie things. I went down the Wordle TikTok rabbit hole.
The what?
Wordle.
Oh, okay.
That's about
nothing
exciting, but yeah, it was weird. It like keep on swiping, and then it just send you related videos.
Yeah.
And like, okay, what happened next? Ooh, okay. Okay.
See, that's the thing though with that two things that would drive me nuts. A, I would get sucked into it way too hard on TikTok. Yeah. But also, I've seen with Ashlyn's like the like one day it'll be this algorithm and you'll be getting this kind of the subject constantly all day.
Yeah.
And then the next day out of nowhere it just completely switches. I don't like that. I need to be in complete control of my algorithm.
Huh.
I want, because A, they're either going to branch me off into a topic that I am not excited for that day.
But you could be.
But I won't be.
Could be.
That's why I don't like to make plans, because I don't know how I'm going to feel that day. I might completely.
You don't want to do TikTok because you can't control the algorithm. You can't control the algorithm for anything, though.
Well, I know, but that's why I hate Facebook, because Facebook does the same shit where. I watched one video once and then
you can talk about it with somebody in person.
Yeah, exactly.
And that shit starts popping up on Facebook.
It makes no sense because they're getting banned TikTok because they're spying on us when Facebook did even worse.
Right. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And
I like those like memes pointing that out.
Yeah.
Like you don't want the Chinese to be spying on us because you're already spying on us.
Let him know everything.
Yeah, we'll be spying on constantly. It's okay.
Oh, fuck yeah. This day and age, the cell phone alone, I guarantee you, is transmitting literally just about anything anybody could ever want to know about you.
Mm-hmm. I hope this is the episode they listen to because we're getting some good points.
I mean, that's how they find people anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The award show. I think I'll
the award show.
One.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
They're topical.
Yep. And another thing that pisses me off, award shows.
Oh my gosh. Don't even get me fucking started, Brett. I have nowhere to go with this. I hope you do.
Can we talk about the Oscars?
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I watched an Oscars.
Man, we keep wanting to watch Oppenheimer, but it's 3 goddamn hours long, dude.
Yeah, you know what? That's like, you could watch 8 boogities in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could watch half of The Gentlemen on Netflix. You watch half of it.
You could watch The Eras Tour. Oh, I wonder how The Eras Tour would be played and where they line up perfectly. Like
with what?
Oppenheimer.
Like the movies?
Yeah. like the sound, you know, if you played to the Eras Tour movie.
The music.
The music.
Syncs up
to Oppenheimer. Pink Floyd and Wizard of Oz.
It's not true, by the way.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Well, what if that lineup? What if we just invented something?
Yeah.
More movies should do this.
Yeah.
They really should. See, I actually liked that lore about Pink Floyd matching up to Wizard of Oz. I'm like, that's so fucking cool. I hope it's true.
Guys,
guess what I'm going to do? It didn't work.
Guess what I'm going to do?
You tried it, though?
Yeah.
The very little time I have in the next 2 weeks.
What's
that? You're going to write a movie that syncs up perfectly with someone else's songs?
No, I'm going to watch Oppenheimer.
Oh, okay.
But with Jet the Eras Tour.
Soundtrack.
Yeah.
No, okay. You have to...
Play,
because it has to have like the in-between parts where she's just talking to the crowd and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping it lined up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that like as she's talking to the crowd and pumping them up and stuff.
Like explosions.
Emily Blunt. Well, I was going to think of like Emily's Blunt.
Blunt.
Yeah.
Her like mouse moving or.
Yeah. Like what if it's
Robert
amazing.
Downey Jr.
What if I actually came up with something and then we become famous before this?
Yeah.
This whole time. I lost interest, and I'm trying to think of how to make a joke about how Eras, it was a bomb, and like something nuclear, and I can't figure it out.
I don't know. We'll figure it out in the post.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll workshop it.
Yeah, I think the only, and the dark side, the only lineup that I can remember is there's a line where he talks about like balancing or walking a line or something like that. And at that moment, Dorothy is walking the fence between the two pins and she falls over into the pigs.
Yeah.
Other than that, there's not really. And then I also saw a direct quote from one of them. They were like, we had no fucking clue what Wizard of Oz was when we wrote this. I'm sorry. That was nowhere near on our radar.
That's Pink Floyd. I'm sure they were blown out of their minds.
I guarantee you they were.
Not like the Kurt Cobain kind of way, but like...
the 9/11 kind of way?
Fucking hell. I don't know why that one got me way more than any 9/11 joke.
Because you hear the 9/11 ones.
Maybe that I'm desensitized.
Yep.
There we go.
Kate Middleton kind of way?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what happened.
How she
to her.
Died?
There, this is going to be a movie one day.
Yeah,
if she's dead and they're covering it up, they're going to make a movie about
because,
this.
Like shortly after Christmas, somebody was taken in an ambulance to the hospital.
I remember hearing about that because they thought it was some kind of cancer or something like that.
I mean, the rumor that she could have been pregnant. She got a faith job, and she didn't want to be in public. That like she. Charles, what's the name? Harry? No. Yeah. Is it Charles? What's the name?
The bald guy?
Yeah.
The husband?
Yeah. Look.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
I don't know, man. But what if he had her killed? William.
Yep.
What if William had her killed?
That's what I'm hoping. I mean, like, not hoping, but obviously, like, I hope that Kate
And then he cheated on her, like...
Well, like the most interesting way this could unfold is if that William killed her
or
had her killed.
Or what if she like okay, fine. We'll get a divorce.
Have the kids been seen, though?
I don't know. Had the kid been seen?
Lesbian TikTok, what, like two kids?
Had the kid been seen?
Dude, seriously? Lesbian TikTok, all you have to do is ask it things?
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Lesbian TikTok can stop everything,
what,
man.
What are we doing on regular TikTok?
I don't know.
I don't even care if Congress gets rid of TikTok. That's fine. We got lesbian TikTok.
Yeah, we got lesbian TikTok to back off.
Never mind. This is from NBC. She's been seen.
No, she ain't.
Princess Kate seen out on a weekend shopping trip. NBC News 2 hours ago.
But all of the pictures and everything.
Oh, is that the doctor
been,
shit?
Yeah, doctor.
Well, have been like from like weird angles.
Really far away.
And like you can't get a good look.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And there hasn't been like a good picture taken of her. And the one that was released for their British Mother's Day or whatever the fuck.
Photoshopped.
Was photoshopped.
Yeah. From like a picture of like a couple years ago from People magazine.
Huh.
People dissected it.
So I don't know.
And I'm sure they are getting pressure, so of course they have, like, a sighting now.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, exactly. No, what you need is you need to have Kate Middleton come out in front of cameras and a whole crowd of people and be like, guys, I'm good. Otherwise, I ain't believing you.
No, and because I saw, like lesbian TikTok said the loyal, she contacted her loyal, so the loyal think that she's dead.
Oh.
And the lawyer said, if I don't hear anything in a couple of days, I'm having a press conference.
Huh. I don't know.
I hope it's something completely stupid. Like, guys, I was taking a shit.
Yeah, but if it was.
Leave me alone.
If it was.
I know, but that's what I want.
It would have been taken care of days ago.
I don't care. That's what I want. I want it to be the stupidest. Stupidest thing ever.
Because she went to a hospital and then they said, oh, she went to the hospital for a planned thing, but she would rush the ambulance and they're saying it was planned. The story's not checking out.
No, you're right.
None of the story is checking out.
But I just, that's what I really want. I want it to be the stupidest thing ever.
Oh, you're taking a shit, guys.
Yeah. I want them to like, everybody legit be like, oh, we wasted our time with all of this for no reason.
Oh.
That would crack me up.
What if she come back and it's obviously not whole?
She got lizard people.
Like just like having a like trying to find somebody that looks like her.
Yeah,
to replace her.
That's
just trying to buy their time right now.
Because
have you guys heard the? I know this is old news, but apparently after the what's that thing that the president does like in the middle of it or at the end of his thing and he's like, hey guys, I'm speaking State of the Union. Apparently there's a thing going around online that he's been replaced by a body double.
Biden?
Yeah, apparently that was, and like they show these two pictures side by side and they're like, look at this and look at this. I'm like, his head's turned slightly, so those features are kind of off, but I want more this conspiracy theory. Give me that.
Yeah.
Like her getting replaced by a doppelganger. Fuck yeah. Yes. That's what I want.
Well, I changed my mind. What if this is evil Kate Middleton?
That it comes out?
Yeah, no. The doppelganger is evil.
What if it's a clone and it's evil?
Yeah.
What
if she's going to take over?
Yeah.
Nice.
She should. If they're like, if they murdered the real one and covered it up and brought in a body double or a clone.
Oh my
God. Maybe it's just, I wouldn't even blame the new Kate Middleton. Like, and be like, dude, get that revenge, girl.
Think about this. What if she come back evil, Kate Middleton?
Not evil. She's the good guy.
No, but listen to this. She came back evil.
Yeah.
And then she had a car chase with Prince Charles. and that's how he dies.
And then runs him into
a tunnel.
Yeah. And she said, Diana forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There also has to,
And she rips off her face.
Yeah.
And she, like it's Mission Impossible Diana. Style. And she's Princess Diana.
She's been alive this whole time.
The whole time.
She's just been waiting. And then she fucked her son. That's a long con. Just to get revenge on Charles.
Take out the incest and I'm sold.
Okay. Well, it is the British family.
That's true. God, you got me there. There's got to be incest.
There's got to be. It's the royal family, man.
Damn. I think this is one or something.
I want to watch this movie. I am on board.
But my one request
is...
That's what I'm saying. I can't wait for the movie.
I know. It's going to be crazy.
My one request is, can we change her line a little bit and make it a little bit more cheesy 80s action instead of...
What are you thinking?
I don't know.
So I like where your head's at.
Yeah, I want...
I like action movies.
Yeah, I want like
with
a...
shitty one-liners?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I want the shittiest one-liner that she could possibly come up with. I don't know enough about the royal family.
I mean... I'll take the crown now, darling.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I want a little bit more.
We can workshop.
Yeah,
we'll workshop in this. Okay. Just throwing an idea. No bad idea.
That's right. And brainstorm.
That's why it's a storm.
Watch out for the wall.
Watch out for the wall.
No? Okay.
I don't know enough about the royal family.
Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies. That's it. Just Beanie Babies. Just
Beanie Babies. Beanie
Yes, baby. You're the Beanie Baby now, bitch.
Ooh, I like that bitch.
Yeah, there's got to be a bitch.
A catty bitch. Yeah.
What's Tony's deep in thought.
Like, how do we?
I'm taking tea time alone this year, bitch.
Oh, you got to have the tea time.
Tea time is British, right? Yeah.
Hats off,
that's
bitch.
That's all they do.
Hats off, bitch. Okay.
Yeah, they do usually have hats.
Yeah,
they do. And bad teeth, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Fixed your smile. I don't know. How stupid.
Well,
that was a dumb one.
Who serial killer and
Jack the Ripper?
No, Diana the Ripper.
Diana the Ripper?
No, this is the sequel.
Yeah.
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 Because in the first one, she takes down the crown.
Yeah.
In the sequel,
it's the prostitute.
She takes down time.
No, like,
she's a time traveler.
What if Jack the Ripper had a daughter?
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's Diana.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then he transferred all his superpowers to Diana.
He had superpowers?
Well, he had to.
Yeah. I mean, he was still killed.
Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper.
What?
No.
What Jack the Ripper story you been hearing?
Yeah.
Don't make him a... He's cool enough as it is. You don't got to make him a superhero.
I mean...
He's interesting enough. I'll put it that way. Not cool enough. He's interesting enough.
Yeah. Jack Whipple is a cool guy, guys. I think he's just met him on the set.
Sure wish I would have met him.
I wouldn't be in trouble. I'm not a prostitute.
That's true.
I'm good.
He killed prostitutes?
Yeah, that's all he did.
Jack the Ripper did.
So what if...
Yep.
Wanted prostitutes.
Not like H.H. Holmes. Like, he'll just kill you.
Yeah,
whoever.
Yeah. I mean,
if he thinks he can make a nickel off your death, he's going to make that nickel.
Let's assume that he had sex with all the prostitutes he killed.
Yeah.
But what if one got away, and that's Diana.
Yeah, that was, what's her face? The one that you said that had all the sex
Graham.
Scenes. Heather Graham. That was Heather Graham.
Yeah. From hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heather Graham is Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the baby she spits out is Princess Diana.
Yeah, the baby that got spit out.
It might have to be a couple lines down the generation pool because that was like in the 1800s.
Yeah.
Well.
So it'd be like great grand.
Okay, great grand Diana.
Yep. Great grand Diana.
Or Jack the Ripper was a girl, and that is her.
What if it Jackie the Ripper?
Jackie the Ripper.
She's a descendant of Jack the Ripper.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
So what is
Jacqueline, if you will?
What is this person, or who is this person that she's killing in the tunnel?
Who?
Charles.
Is he?
He married Diana. She did on hold, and then the paparazzi kept on following Diana, and that's how she died.
Sorry, I went back to the cheesy line that I wanted.
Princess Di is the mom though of William and
William
the redhead.
Yeah. Okay,
and then. And then Kate Middleton is actually Diana in disguise.
Okay.
And then there's Meghan Markle's the half black one.
Yeah.
That the royal blood was upset that
they disowned.
Right? Isn't that like basically what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like,
wait, black?
Didn't they strip all of his rights?
Yeah.
Because, and like, he's like, ah, it's all right.
Is
I don't
like
want
took
it.
Off to Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. He's in Canada. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the redhead one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the redhead bastard.
Yeah.
If he was on TikTok, you would know.
I wouldn't remember any of it, but I would know at least at one point in time.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No, but this is all.
Oh. It's a sizzle?
Yeah, it's a sizzle.
Sizzling.
It smells so good, by the way.
What is it?
I don't know, but I smelled some onions a little big.
Ew.
I like the onion smell.
I like onion smell. I like the taste of onions. I don't like the texture.
Yeah, I don't either. I can't do it.
Because it's different than a regular crunch. It's got like a texture crunch to it. And like you can actually taste like the individual lines in there. or not, you can feel the individual lines. I don't like that kind of crunch. I like a nice pickle crunch, solid. one thing all the way through. Yeah. An onion's like.
Actually, I'm kind of digging the sizzle because it's like, it sounds like a waterfall to me.
Yeah, it's soothing.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
soothing,
yeah. I think. Yeah, it's Ashton and Spillet.
Yeah, we haven't crunched once.
I know. I'm like so excited. I'm like, not going to have any. But what if, who's the Scooby-Doo in this Punta Diana, Kate Middleton situation? Who's going to solve this?
Who's going to solve it?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's got to be someone ridiculous.
Yeah.
Arnold's up there. Arnold. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I think Arnold and Sly are tag team in this show.
But how would you guys feel
about
a nice Nicolas Cage caper? National Hero.
National Treasure 3.
Yeah.
All right. But only if, now hear me out.
Okay.
Only if. You also have the body of Brandon Lee, and you're doing it like Weekend at Bernie style.
So wait.
So Kate Middleton is the Weekend at Bernie's?
No.
Nick Cage is, right?
Brandon Lee.
Yeah, Brandon Lee.
Brandon Lee would be the Bernie this situation.
I thought Kate Middleton would be the Bernie because she's dead. And then she would
Diana.
Yeah, she's going to rip off her mask.
Okay, so yep. Diana is Kate Middleton.
Technically, she's Kate Middleton's clone.
I thought
that replaced her.
And she's going to get foiled by Nick Cage with Brandon Lee as a Weekend at Bernie puppet.
Okay, so Weekend at
And he's got to be dressed up as the Crow, too.
His question is
like they're flopping him around.
Is Nick Cage Nick Cage or is Nick Cage National Treasure?
Hey, Nick Cage is always Nick Cage.
He's
Nick Cage.
So imagine this as a comedy, like, you know.
Oh, I'm situation. Already there.
Like Nick Cage is with Hip Brandon Lee.
Yeah.
Dead. Bonnie. And then Prince William is with Kate Middleton. Hit Weekend at Bernie, and they have two dead Bernies, and then like they meet up
and they have to battle.
They battle or they fall in love?
Like I think this is a meet cute.
Oh, a meet cute.
Sounded like a meet cute.
Okay. I think this is a meet cute.
Yeah. Okay. Question: can we change instead of National Treasure Nick Cage? Can we do
Truffle? Remember him? Yeah. What's that? No, Pig. When he's going after the truffles?
Oh, yeah. No, I want.
He's like scraggly and shit.
Caster Troy.
Oh, Con Air.
Okay.
Face off.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was thinking.
Oh, but not. Oh, Con Air would be a fun one.
I was thinking Con Air. I got those two messed up, but yeah, Con Air would be a good one.
He looks like him, but he talks like Caster.
What was his name?
Put the body in the box.
What was his nickname for Honey Darling?
Hey,
Honeybee?
Honey Bay?
Hunkleberry? Hunkleberry?
Darling?
Darling?
I don't remember.
I like how you're trying to remind yourself.
You gotta channel the accent. You gotta get the voice, man. Put the bunny back in the box.
It's Southern sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, I want to see.
He almost did good.
I could eat a peach for hours.
I want to see Nicolas Cage do a British accent.
Yeah,
I don't know. Probably
he's had to at some point.
Do you guys remember Keanu Reeves in the Dracula movie?
Yeah,
I haven't seen that in
You should watch it.
I hated it so much though. Yeah. I made the mistake of rewatching it like I want to say 10 years ago, and I was
I want to watch that new Dracula one. The not Renfield because I've never seen that one, but the Voyage of the something.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know which one, but yeah, no.
It's got Corey Hawk in it.
Yeah.
Isn't that his name? Corey Hawk.
Corey Hawk is.
Like he was on Walking Dead for like a season or two. He played Heath on there.
Heath.
Yeah, he was the black guy that it never.
I got to stop multitasking real quick.
It never told like where he went.
Morgan?
No. Isn't it? I think his name was Heath.
What season are we talking about here?
Oh, geez. Probably like fifth or sixth or something. He also played Dr. Dre in Straight Outta Compton. If you've
probably
seen
that guy.
I've seen it, but I don't remember him at all. No.
Anyways.
Keith, the strange guy that just disappeared. We never get a story on it. No, doesn't ring a bell.
Nope.
And to my knowledge, it does not look like he's done a British accent in anything. Nick Cage.
No,
apparently.
He needs to get on this shit.
Okay, so we what if he should did this in real life with Brandon Lee? And mm-hmm. he goes over the way.
Okay.
And then he does. Okay, so they have a meet cute.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, that guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have a meet cute. And then how do they solve this case?
See, I'm picturing
treachery.
That Diana pulls off her mask and she's about ready to deliver the death blow to Charlton. And she's like holding the gun and
Charlton.
What's his name? Charles?
Charles.
Okay. She pulls
Charlton now.
She pulls the mask off and then she's like, I her line here, blah, blah, blah. And then
insert funny one-liner.
Insert funny one. And then Charles pulls off his mask and it's Nick Cage.
He what? Says,
oh, except I knew you'd dude. Be here.
And then she rips off a different mask. Yeah.
Oh, we're doing Mission Impossible 2? Oh,
dude, we're doing Mission Impossible 2. We're doing double masks.
Oh, no doves. I want doves.
The next one is a dove.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's in Europe. We got to do something, create a different bird. We got something that's slightly like a dove.
The crane? Isn't that, aren't they known for the crane?
Or a stork. I don't know why I wouldn't do a stork.
Why stork?
I don't know. I just think it'd be great.
I like it.
And then storks fly through, and then Brandon Lee falls from the top of the bridge.
The heavens. It just falls.
The boom. Heavens. Boom.
Hits the ground like a sack of potatoes. All right.
And I'm glad you guys like my Brandon Lee idea.
Yeah, I mean, I love brilliant. It. I mean, we're not restricted by anything at the moment.
So. I've had him on my brain a lot lately because they just in this past week.
Did you guys watch the preview?
I don't have the heart to.
I don't,
to watch the preview.
I'm
or?
Scared.
Okay. I saw the preview. I don't.
I watched
know.
The preview.
Oh, thank you, Ashton. I don't know how.
You're welcome. But I picked fruit snacks so that it wasn't crunchy. So I'm not crunchy.
No, but yeah, yeah. I mean, thank you. I mean, like, I missed it. I missed it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So wait, what were you saying?
The preview.
Yeah,
I'm iffy on it.
You have watched it, though.
Yeah. I mean, it looks good, but it just, at some point, I mean, it looks bad and good.
See, I'm really, really, really.
If you have to struggle, Donnie, to find something good to say about this trailer.
You're not on board.
This looks like shit.
It does.
Are you on the same page? It looks like shit?
It looks like shit, dude.
I was trying to be helpful.
See,
I'm still going to watch it.
I am.
I want to be hopeful, too, because I fucking love The Crow. Yeah. But I don't think it can exist outside the 90s.
I don't think they can tell. I think it should have been one and done.
That angst, it doesn't exist nowadays. Nowadays, it's just straight up fucking, I'll shoot you. There's no angsty, lovey thing going.
I think they could make a good Crow. Given the right people.
Think so?
I don't know. I think somebody has to die on set to have the actual feeling of death.
No iteration of it, though, like, that I've heard of? Because, like, remember, like, Jason Momoa was attached to it a couple years ago? Like, it's been, like, all of these, like, actors throughout, you know, the past, like, 15 years that they've been trying to get this movie made.
Right.
And, like, no iteration am I like, yep, that sounds cool.
Yeah. They not even Skarsgård?
No, dude.
I don't know. And then, like,
I was on board with
and,
that.
And then one thing, and then just analyzing the trailer, I don't like how he's not in face paint for most of it.
See, I am the exact opposite. I want them to abandon the face paint because I feel like the face.
So does least, Matt. Matt didn't like The Crow because if I remember back in like junior high or whatever when we watched it, he didn't like that. He like woke up for revenge and then like, oh, let me put my makeup on real quick.
No, see, I loved it in that. I just feel like they're using that as too much of a crutch to get back to the original.
Think so?
And I at least did like that they updated it and changed it and it didn't go with the stare, because that's what all the rest of them did. The David Boreanaz one, they did a stupid
was
fucking
there a David
smile.
Boreanaz one?
What?
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember
that was like the third one, I'm pretty sure.
Do you remember the Edward Furlong one?
Yeah. I've seen an Edward Furlong one, and then there was also one with I think the only other thing I ever saw him in was Resident Evil. He was one of the characters in that. I remember. I don't like that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't actual. He wasn't the Crow. He was in it.
But he was in one?
Yeah, he was in it with Furlong and Tara Reid.
Okay, Tara Reid was in. I forgot.
Yeah, she was in that one.
I forgot about that. I saw it in the theater.
See, I've never seen it.
That went to theaters?
Oh, wait, was that the third one that went to VHS? I saw the second one in theaters. Oh, wait, it was
City Schultz. Of Angels?
This one's not numbered.
I liked it. I actually liked City of Angels.
Yeah, okay, that's why I got messed up. Okay, but yeah, I don't think that one...
I think I'm in the minority with that, though.
I don't know.
I haven't seen a single sequel. I've seen the original and that's it.
Oh, you're lucky.
I thought the second one was good. I even had, like, I bought all the, back when I was a kid, I bought this box set of the trading cards for the Crow 2.
Yeah.
And it had fake tattoos in
there.
Me and Travis put them all like up and down our arms one day.
I just remember Ollie Hudson is in that.
The first
the
one.
The world original.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he was the cop, wasn't he?
Yep.
There was a lot of, because...
No, dude, the bad guy in that, Michael Wincott.
Oh, yeah.
I love him. You remember him?
Ultra bad guy with the gravelly voice. What else is he in? He's also in a...
He's in Alien 4.
Yeah.
I'll cut your heart out with a spoon.
Yeah.
Fuck, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was the sheriff, right? Not the sheriff. No,
not
he
the
was
sheriff, but
because that was Rickman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was Alan Rickman.
He was like his henchman or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Fucking love that guy. But there was
I love Michael Wincott.
Also,
I know I'm in the complete minority on this, but I'm a fan of Alien 4.
Oh, what if
that movie is the shit? So
it
much
is
fun,
shit.
Dude.
But I don't like sci-fi.
Well.
Yeah, I don't. I've seen the first one because you guys made me watch it.
Yeah, even though Alien is Derek's favorite movie.
What does Derek know?
I actually just
other than
watched
being
Aliens.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Did you really?
The second one?
Yeah. That's his favorite. Them. Yeah. It's a good.
He was in Nope? I didn't know. I need to watch Nope. Fuck.
Nope. Yeah, he was a cameraman.
Yeah, he was a
Michael
cameraman.
Michael Wincott?
Yeah.
Yep.
But that Nope was crazy.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, another one from The Crow.
Mm-hmm.
I think his name was Party Boy or Fun Boy.
Isn't that the one that shot him?
I think so.
Yeah, no. It wasn't him. Or maybe it was. I don't know. Either way, he's in Seven. He's...
That'd be weird.
He's the guy that's in the leather shop. He runs the leather shop, I believe. Cool. No, he's the guy who runs the sex shop that the leather shop happens at. He runs the sex shop. He's like, everybody who comes in here has a bag under their arm. Fucking love that movie.
What would that even mean?
Because they're wanting to, did anyone bring in a bag or a suitcase full of stuff? He's like, everybody who comes in here has a suitcase full of shit.
What do they do with a suitcase?
Oh, all their sex toys, man. Yeah, how else you plan on getting them in there?
That's where you put them?
Oh, yeah. You keep them in suitcases, man.
Huh. Yep. You can't just leave them out.
Yeah, you can't just leave them out for all the kids to find them.
Yep. Why
you don't wash them first.
I mean,
you just
thought you would have a fanny
suitcase.
Pack. Why can't you have a fanny pack?
How many sex toys are you going to fit in a fanny pack?
What, like three fucking dildos?
Right?
And, yeah. And
micro
many,
dildos?
Like, pencil dicks?
How many dildo do you need?
At
four
least
at all
seven.
Times. How many holes? How many holes you got, Tone? What the fuck?
20.
You got to get the small ones, like the pacifier size ones for your ears.
Ew, yeah. I don't like that. I don't like pacifier dildos.
They don't look like
that.
That's weird.
That's real, Dave.
No, they don't look like pacifiers. They are the size of the end of a pacifier.
Maybe you should
have little suction things.
Yeah, maybe you should use a different word.
No, that's the right word.
We're not going to attract the right people with that.
We don't need to attract anyone.
I mean, you're going to get some weird people.
That's fine. That's my life. Welcome to it.
Well, I don't want to sell that.
Are we selling stuff now? Are we selling dildos?
Yeah. At buttconnection.com.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I
mean, sounds about right for buttconnection.com.
Yeah.
But no little ones.
We should, if we're going to do that, should we get like dildos that are molded from our dicks?
Yes.
To sell on there?
Yes.
On and Butt then, Connection?
Yeah. And then we can have like, hey, we can have a contest, get the dick.
That's weird that's a thing.
That you
Did you ever
get
think
your
about
dick
that?
Molded?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's even weirder the fact that you can have the reverse of that. You can get your vagina molded.
Okay.
Can you?
You know what? You know what we should do?
Yep.
I don't know if we'd never do this. It's a time all through us and then Ashton's. It's like, get the dick. Guess who dick is which?
Okay. We're playing that game?
Yeah.
Or
no,
are we going to...
for the page.
How about this? I almost said it, and it was the stupidest thing ever, and it got vetoed instantly.
No, just say it.
And I don't mean it.
Just say it.
But yeah. It'd be funny if that's our next shirt. It's just three dicks, and then it's like, guess which one's which.
No, and a vagina.
Okay, but you're going to have to
three
have...
Three dicks and a vagina, you're... and say, guess which dick is which.
Name that podcaster.
You're going to have your dick in the middle.
Yeah.
The big one.
No, but like...
Me and Tony's will just be on
the side. We can't give it away.
No, but we need a vagina as a joke.
Okay.
And then I'll be asking, but because that's a joke. Like, guess the which dick is which. You see what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. So we need three dicks and a vagina shirt. And then Abe's going to be like, goes up to
sleep. Yeah, I like up the sleeve.
Like it wraps around to the back of the shirt.
That we need to make the
shirt. See, I like this, but we'll just leave Ashlyn off of there.
I mean, I think she can't feel left out.
No, I don't think on this one she would.
Yeah, no, she wouldn't let this shirt be born.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not going to come out of Ashlyn's vagina.
I wouldn't. I am all on board until the second we start printing it. I'm like, guys, I'm having second thoughts.
I don't know about this.
That's exactly how I felt that with the end of
I'll be that
umbrellas.
Way. I'll be that way too, but I'll be that way because I'll be like, man, we haven't even sold the first round of those shirts.
Okay, so I have an idea. Can you set mine and breath sticks and like this?
Sure.
Up and down?
Like straight up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just like
we also just use the three dicks over and over again and like spell words.
And like yeah, I know, like you know, and like leaning up against each other. Like and then like you could have like one of the dicks shooting something out at the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I thought this was gonna be a Twin Towers joke.
It is.
Okay, it's getting there.
No, it's already.
Oh,
there.
It's already there.
Yeah,
I don't see it.
And the Twin Tower had like a little beam at the top. One of them does, and that's gonna be like shooting out. Huh. So that's the Twin Towers.
I don't know about that one, Tony. That one. Yeah, I think you need to shop that one a little bit more. That didn't quite get to the Twin Towers for me. I keep wanting to say the Two Towers because I'm watching Lord of the Rings.
The Two Towers.
Two Towers.
Yep.
No, I'm sorry. My my twin towel dick joke did not land.
That didn't land.
Just like the planes. Nope. Hey, just like the planes.
I saw a post the other day that it seemed like something that you would have made or figured out.
I probably did. Or we posted.
Apparently, if you fold the 1, 5, 10, like all the denominations of money up to the 100.
Oh.
If you fold them in the same way, all of them, you fold them the exact same way, it's a time lapse of the Twin Towers blowing up.
Actually, I think I saw that. I went down to 9/11 so, TikTok.
Did you go down that TikTok?
The 9/11 comedy TikTok level.
That just sounds like your normal feed.
It is. Actually, I get 9/11 and lesbian TikTok. That's all my TikTok is.
Your TikTok is just 9/11 and lesbian mortal. TikTok.
Yep. And some video. Some random video games.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
Nice. I don't have a TikTok, so I don't get anything.
Abe, we're going to need to get you addicted to TikTok so you can feel something when it gets banned.
You might as well give China your information real quick before it gets
give
banned.
Give China your information. They need your information.
Yeah, real quick before it gets
banned. What do they need my information for?
They need to know what your rabbit hole is.
Yeah. I'm boring. What if that was the ultimate plan of like the Chinese want to know what distracts us and then... That's like the monster they're going to release on us is...
A TikTok Godzilla?
Yeah. Like it's whatever each person... Maybe it's like some kind of a matrix.
They're doing this to see what our fears are?
Yeah, like a matrix type. A distraction. Like
but the funny
keep you
thing
distracted
is,
and subdued.
But the funny thing is the CEO from Singapore, not even China.
I know. I love the videos of...
Like the Hank Hill.
Him trying to explain technology to these old, crusty white dudes.
Those are always fun videos.
Like, so, Singapore, right?
So it can access our Wi-Fi. Like, that's what any device does.
I mean, have you been on Facebook, Instagram? If you can't ban TikTok, you got to ban them all, man.
Oh, my gosh.
We should have our own social media thing.
Oh, I don't know if I like that.
Like our... I wouldn't want to run it.
No. We're not going to run it. We'll get a bill. You have it.
Are we going to collect information too?
No, actually, it can be the opposite. We're just going to dump information.
We're just going to dump all the information about us.
Yeah.
We're going to dump all of our private information.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Here's our social security numbers.
This is a terrible idea. Never mind.
You might be able to live better as Brett than I did.
Yeah.
Take a stab at it.
Knock yourself out.
Oh, shit.
To warn you, I'm lazy.
What are we at?
Man, we're at like 54.
54? Well, I was just curious. I still have comments to get to. I don't want to.
Yeah, do the comments.
We have comments?
We have comments, yeah.
Really?
All my
people or bots?
I'm pretty sure they better be people.
Did Kate Middleton?
Is it Kate Middleton?
Nope. Is it Kate Middleton?
She didn't get hers in time this week.
She probably dead.
Yeah, I heard she was trying to get in.
Definitely dead.
Yeah, well, yep. Once you get back on from her date with that lesbian, we'll find out.
Yep. Yeah. And then she can sign on to be in our movie.
Yeah.
When
that Kate Middleton story.
Yeah, when she... You think she'd play herself in our movie?
I mean, all we had to do is show her the award for Burlington Best Made Film.
There you go. Yep. The best Burlington made
I'm
short.
I'm telling you, it gives us legitimacy.
It's going to get that Kate Middleton, like, star power. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Like, she might pass until she says that, sees that, and then she's like, all right, I can give these guys a chance.
I need to see another award. Oh, how about the Cleveland Outhouse Film for Best Comedy? Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Boom.
How about that? How about this? My mom cried.
Yeah.
My mom told me it was good.
My mommy said it was really good. And she was really proud. And she gave me a pudding pop.
So I asked everybody online. I told them to leave us something random. And I got random.
Okay.
Nothing we can really work with, I don't think. We might be able to. We'll see.
Challenge accepted.
This lovely lady by the name of Sue... says,
my mom's name's Sue.
Yeah, it's her.
Oh, is it? Oh,
she says, wow, you guys look great.
Yeah, I mean, you should preference what you posted. You should probably say what you posted.
My favorite picture that I've made for the podcast so far.
It was great.
So the story behind that is I didn't know what I was going to do. So I Googled boys night. And apparently there's a stripper group that they have boys night.
Okay.
And that's what popped up. And I'm like, all right, I'm looking for a bunch of half-naked guys.
Yeah.
And so I found 3 half-naked guys. And I was like, I'm going to put us on those.
Nice.
So that was
who had the best body out of us?
I think me.
I think Tony also.
Let me look.
I've been taking this so serious.
Because I don't remember.
You made it.
I did make it. Oof.
Tony's had muscle and mass. I just had muscle, but I was still skinny.
I'd say the best body on those 3 dudes is the one that's being Brett.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's bullshit.
No, it's the definition. It's not too defined.
I think we all agree, though, Abe's body on there, while very toned, not the best. And for me, it's because of the weird little curly hairs.
Yeah, I don't like the curly hairs on his body.
Yeah, he has no curly hairs on his body.
On the chest, man.
Yeah, you can't Photoshop them out, but I think he might have added them to it.
Yeah.
There are
Did you add more hair?
Did you add more hair to yourself?
To that picture.
None of them had body hair.
Yeah, that's that. Yours does.
You're dead.
Oh, he does have body hair, but they're not really curly.
He didn't check out the guys.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my fucking God, Abe.
Working with amateurs here.
Is this a fucking amateur hour?
I don't like how defined his pecs are.
Let me see.
And then I also
did not see this.
I also don't like the abs. They look completely fake.
Yeah. Yours
did you? Why didn't you cross out Ash's name on this one?
Huh? I don't need to.
Because it's boy night.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well. You should have put a dick in front of Ash. Like
and
a dildo?
Then, Tony's, I don't like how his hip dips.
Oh,
they
fuck
go
you,
over
man. My hip,
and
my
then
hip is
straight
really
down.
Good on that picture.
That is
no,
dick.
They don't. Hip dick. I like the perfectly, like the Brad Pitt ones from Fight Club that they just. They go straight down.
Yeah.
Like they're an arrow towards his wiener.
Yeah.
Which
like,
is what.
Like Ryan Reynolds in Amityville.
Exactly. Yes. Whereas his, they're kind of like.
Cutting that wood.
They start as a line towards his abdomen. Like, no, go down here. Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, Brett had the best body in this one.
Yeah. I'm still sticking with Tom.
I
mean, you
I
guys.
Would fuck your body.
You guys Thank can you. Be wrong. It's fine. It's
Let's
your choice.
Let's be clear. Not your real body.
Oh my fucking joking. God, man.
Okay.
Anyway, Sue said we all look great.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks.
You know what makes me feel bad about that comment, though? Is that when we post just pictures of us, she never comments about how good we're looking.
No. Nope. It's when we post half-naked fake pictures of us.
Yes, that's
pictures.
The only compliment we get from your mom. How did that make you
Thanks,
feel?
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
I'm your good looking boy, huh?
Did she listen?
Probably not.
I'm your special boy.
I'm your special little boy.
Mitchell said, don't forget, every guy night needs a steak, or in this case, a Philly cheesesteak sub, which looks fucking good. Did you see this?
Yeah, he put a picture up.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks so yummy.
I'm surprised he didn't delete it and we post something.
Although,
he thought about it.
Question for Mitch.
Yes.
Would you have posted just any food you were making that night? Because I did see that night, because I'm friends with you on Facebook. I saw that that's what you're making. And then I saw your comment. And then I was thinking, well, yeah, every guy's night does need some cheesesteaks or whatever, you know? But then, like, what if you were making meatball subs? If Mitch was, he couldn't have posted that because a guy's night needs a steak sandwich. Not
Mitch, I want you to answer this in your own next comment.
Yeah.
Answer us.
Maybe what he had that day was solely influenced by our topic.
Oh.
It's guys' night. So Mitch is like, I need to make a Philly cheesesteak.
So we influenced him, you think?
Maybe.
What he made influencers?
Well, maybe we're influencers.
We're influencers now?
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
I feel like we should take advantage of this.
World, I will not let you down.
Yep.
I appreciate you.
I'm going to be taking pictures of food and stuff. I don't know what influencers do.
I will start being very pretentious.
Yep.
I appreciate the
just wait on our next pretentious movie. We can be pretentious now.
We can be pretentious filmmakers.
Yep. Oh my God. Thanks, Mitch.
Like this.
We can do it.
All right. So let's start from the top and let's talk about this Kate Middleton movie again, but now that
we're with class.
We're going to tell a story.
This up a little bit. Yeah.
Because we need
real
classy
characters. We're still going to keep the Mission Impossible mask.
Okay.
But we might have to take out the double mask.
Okay. But
that's just too unbelievable.
Two, guys. Two masks.
And you know what? We're going to keep the Weekend at Bernie's plot because that's too goddamn good.
Yeah, that's just too good.
So what if?
And Brandon Lee's been a little lazy lately anyways for the past 30 years. He could be in a fucking movie.
Yeah, you know what? It's more potential to bring him back. We liked Brandon Lee before he died. That's all we say.
Yeah. We knew it. We were, pioneers.
Yeah.
We liked him clear back in Laser Mission.
Yeah.
See? His Laser Mission days.
Yeah.
When he was making those masterpieces.
His masterpieces. Are we going to get accents now, too?
Yeah. Cool. We have to.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'd go Southern, because Southern is far from pretentious.
No, but we all have to talk like Nicolas Cage
and Con Air. We have to make TikToks about everything.
Wait, for the rest of the podcast tonight, we're Nick Cage and Con Air.
What is his fucking name in that movie? It's bugging me.
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
Oh, no.
I'm going to look it up, babe. Comments.
I need to know.
Katie's got this shirt. By the way, this has nothing to do with that. But Katie's got this shirt that looks like it is like it's striped, but it's like striped red. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Red and white, so it looks like a candy cane. And anytime she wears it, I always just like, I'll pop my head in the room and be like, candy cane.
Hey there, candy cane.
Like Joyride.
Candy cane.
Cameron Poe.
All right, so the rest of the episode, we are Cameron Poe. Is that what you're saying?
Put the bunny.
Diabetes.
What diabetes?
Because he had diabetes.
Oh, yeah, the guy
he saved. Yeah.
I'm gonna get you that diabetes medicine.
Hey, honey bunny.
That was Sling Blade.
I think I'm doing Sling Blade instead of Nick Cage, guys. God damn it.
So you're Nick Cage being Billy Bob Thornton in Sling Blade.
Being Billy Bob Thornton in Sling Blade.
Your ultimate.
Being Cameron Pro.
Yes.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Incepted three times.
Put the bunny down.
Put the bunny down.
That's Forrest Gump.
John Malkovich. Oh, you're
not even going to say his name. Cyrus the Virus.
Oh, yeah.
John Malkovich right now.
Yeah. I'm being John Malkovich.
I'm a wacky, wacky John Malkovich. Wacky. Woo.
Wow.
That's my John Malkovich impression.
I figured.
We need Ashton Hill.
See,
to
I figured that much when you said, I'm John Malkovich. I was like, whoa, this is Tony's impression.
We need Ashton Hill to do a
Relevation.
Bill. We need Ashton Hill to do a Bill Cosby, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, she does do a good
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
It's a sleeper hit.
The best Bill Cosby.
Who's can you? Okay, she can do Bill Cosby.
Okay. Yeah,
we need me and Tony. We need to figure out our most offensive.
Yeah.
Impressions that we can do the best.
Yeah.
And then you can be Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
And we'll do a whole episode like that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm not telling anybody in advance. Okay. How can I do? I'm Cameron Poe.
British.
I'm Cameron Poe.
Cameron Poe. Maybe I need to play some of it so you can get
good thinking.
Inspired.
Yeah.
I'm from Alabama. You're just so. I'm a southern guy with a peacock or whatever.
I'm imitating you, imitating Nicolas Cage. That's all I'm doing.
All right, I got an ad for TikTok.
Oh God, for TikTok?
For TikTok?
How relevant?
Yeah.
Give it some time; they'll go away.
Fingers.
That's the end when he meets his daughter.
I've been dreaming about
hummingbird.
Hummingbird. I'm home.
Hummingbird.
My
is
little
there any lines.
My little hummingbird was knocking at me, her daddy in prison. Hey, hummingbird, how's school?
Oh, I hear them.
Fucking talk, hummingbird.
I meant to get a haircut. I got a present for you, Casey.
I got a present for you, Casey.
We sound like a bunch of creeps.
I got a present for you, Casey. It's a bunny in the box.
It's a bunny. What's in
this
the box?
This bald guy tried taking it out of the box. I told him to put it back.
Meant to get a haircut, honey bun. All right, honey bald.
Adam Avery. Why? He went to school with us, right?
Yeah.
Adam Avery?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What?
I was thrown off by
the fact... How does he know about this podcast?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's the same Adam Avery. I don't know. I can't click on his...
Adam Avery. I haven't talked to him in years.
I get confused on the
He's been abandoned with him, actually.
Yeah,
I get confused on the two Averys.
Yeah.
The other one's Andy.
Andy.
He's ads, right? Or was ads?
Yeah, and the... church and
that's right. Yep. Okay, that I couldn't remember. Anyway, he said,
"No, Adam, I grew up with Adam."
Hey, Adam, what's up? He was in your grade.
Oh yeah.
Adam said, "Did somebody say wiener?"
That's all he said.
We didn't, but that's all he said. Yeah, we didn't. But we are now.
I haven't heard from him in like 20 years.
No, hi.
It's weird how you do it.
20 years.
And I haven't talked, like, he didn't come to the reunion or anything last year.
Yeah, I've not seen him.
But I mean, I guess I barely came to the reunion, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mine. Yeah. But,
I did not.
And then someone.
Hey, thanks, Adam.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. Yeah. Someone by the name of Aislinn Joms said.
I've heard it both ways.
She sounds like a duke.
What a douche. What a douche nugget.
Yeah. Is it even a boys' night without the biggest dick there?
We got Abe.
That's true.
We got Abe.
And at first, I thought she was talking like actual dick, but she means...
No, she means
I'm
personality.
Being a dick.
Yeah.
I mean, she would have shut a lot of this shit down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she would have.
So, being a I think dick. We're the biggest dicks.
Ugh.
No, that would make her the biggest dick if she's shutting our shit down.
Yeah.
Well...
She's being...
She...
Hey, you hey, can't have you fun.
Guys, hey, guys. You guys are being funny. You need to shut that shit down.
Yeah.
That's my Nicolas
she
Cage.
She does that.
That's your Nicolas... I forgot we were doing Cameron Poe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sound like... You sound like Dave Chappelle and what the... Half-Baked. Yeah.
You guys are having too much fun out here. I have to shut it down.
That wasn't bad. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad.
No way, honey board.
Abe keeps forgetting.
Life's like a box of chocolates.
You just never know who you're going to get.
Who you're going to get?
It could be a Kate Middleton. Could be in prison, Diana. You never know what's going to come up through the mask.
What happens when that mask comes off?
When the mask. What's under the mask?
What's under the mask?
What's under
the mask?
Oh, I think we should go more of a Brad Pitt with that one. What's under the mask?
What's under the box?
It's a vagina.
Put the mask back on.
Put the head back in the ball.
Put the box back in the bunny.
We need a Nick Cage Brad Pitt movie.
Oh man,
that'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we need that.
Can it? What Brad Pitt is it going to be? Like a Fight Club Brad Pitt, an interview with the vampire like, Brad Pitt,
True Romance.
Ooh. A true romance. Oh my god!
Remember the pothead? The pothead on the couch.
The craziest pothead ever. That's actually one of my. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Him and Southern Nick Cage.
Yes.
Southern Nick Cage.
Yep.
A road trip movie.
Yep.
I want a road trip Nick Cage with those two? And Brad Pitt movie.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm down.
And we need somebody else in there.
Kate Middleton. Yep.
Because she's in the middle.
Yeah. Stuck in the middle with Kate Middleton.
Middleton like a, in the middle.
Sounds like a
Middleton in the middle.
Series.
Middleton in the middle.
Yep.
Holy shit.
It's a miniseries now. And
I like
Nick
this.
Cage and Brad Pitt are her brothers, and she's the middle daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And halfway through, she pulls her mask off, and she's the mom.
Wait, which mom?
Points at Diana. Mom.
The mom.
Oh.
Those two.
So they, oh,
but
wait.
She's Kristen Stewart playing Princess Diana.
Okay. So.
Oh, okay. So yeah.
Is Nicolas Cage Harry? And then what's his?
I don't know if Nicolas Cage is that Harry.
No. And then.
So,
like how that stupidity just made you laugh.
So this is the show, but okay. So it.
By the way, Brandon Lee is still in there.
Oh, he's still in there. He's the dad.
And Brad Pitt is playing Charles.
He's King. He's King George.
King George. Yeah, King yep. George.
So, but yeah, Brad Pitt is the older brother, and he's Cockney Brad Pitt, like in Snatch.
Oh, okay.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
Hear me out. Can we get Danny DeVito to play his Princess twin? Elizabeth? No, yep. Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
I think Danny DeVito yep. would be Queen Elizabeth.
He's going to nail it. Yeah. She's already dead, I thought.
No, but this is, we can go to the past.
Oh, that's true.
We can do a triple. We can
remember, that's the sequel.
Okay.
She time travels in the sequel, Tony. This one, she's just taking down the patriarchy.
It'd be too much to have three We Can Abone scenarios with Queen Elizabeth?
No, because some people are just born to be Weekend at Bernie's.
Okay, not unless Brandon Lee, Weekend at Bernie's, plays all three characters.
Okay, well.
Just in different masks. Different disguises.
Different costumes. So Laser Mission for one.
Okay. Yes! Different Brandon Lee movies?
Different Brandon Lee movies.
Okay, but name three.
I can't. He died.
Because I know you can name two, but can you name a third? No, Google. Off the top of your head.
I can't. Oh, no. What was that one? Okay, Laser Train? That one that
not Laser Train, Laser Mission.
You know what I mean. I was trying to think. What was that called?
The Crow.
Not The Crow. You're an idiot.
Showdown in Little Tokyo?
No. It was like,
Sex, Lies, and Violence?
No, it was like one world, two worlds, something. It was like
Crime Killer.
No.
Dude, he was in some big
Legacy
movies.
Of Rage. Kung Fu, the movie.
He was in one of his dad movies, though, wasn't he?
Bruce Lee, The Way of the Warrior. No, that's not right. 2022, he played himself?
Rapid File. That's the one I was thinking of. Mm. We need Rapid File, Brandon.
Was there footage, like old footage in that movie?
I don't remember.
Because he played himself in a 2022 movie. There has to be old.
Huh.
Anyway.
No, he came back to life just for that.
Is it a doc, though? Is it old interviews?
I don't know. It Maybe. Might be. I didn't look. I'm sorry. I gave up on life.
Oh, you're fine. I don't really care.
Shit like
much.
Brandon Lee.
He didn't give up on
dead, dude.
Damn. I don't know about that joke,
nope,
Tony.
He didn't. It was like that Rust. Have you followed this at all?
Yeah.
That Alec Baldwin movie?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Where Alec Baldwin had to go to trial and shit?
Fucked.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's fucked.
I mean, that's what happened.
Yeah,
people
die. People die in movies.
It is.
Yep.
It is. I mean, it's the exact scenario, and that's what would be happening nowadays, but. I still don't know how I feel about all that. I don't think he should be getting in trouble. I think the armorer should.
No, she did.
Good. Yeah. She should, for sure.
Yeah.
But
I didn't really understand. I didn't really look into it much, but I didn't really understand why he was up for trial.
I don't know. Because he
was
probably
he one
shot
of the
it?
Producers,
no,
maybe?
Because he shot the gun.
No,
because
he actually held the gun.
Well, I know, it. But like... It's not like he knew there was a bolt. You know
I know,
what I mean?
But...
He thought
it was... Because it's still manslaughter.
Yeah.
It's cray.
But any more comments?
Nope, that's all I have for the comments.
Anything else before we end this greatest episode we've ever done?
Oh, we're ending already?
Yeah.
Unless you want to keep on going.
Oh, I have to... Oh, I don't know.
I mean, do you want to end?
No.
We don't have to.
I don't really want to end.
No, we can keep on going.
This food smell from Aurora is making me hungry.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Ashton would be like, we need to shut it down. Shut it down.
She wouldn't be saying it, but yeah, the hand.
They don't know. It's a talking thing.
Come on. Come,
come on.
On.
We need to go.
Push. Need, push, little
I need,
one.
I need chicky nuggies. I need chicky nuggies, Abe. Yeah. That's what she says.
Yeah. Show of hands. Who likes sweet and sour with your chicken nuggies?
Gross.
I said show of hands.
Come on.
Not vocalize it.
Yeah, Abe. They know now. Jeez, they always. Fucking know. You fucking would.
Good. I want them to know.
Raise your hand if you like sweet tea.
That sweet tea's pretty good.
Oh my God, Abe.
Abe, what the fuck?
Do you not understand about this?
Raise your hand if you've ever killed somebody.
Yep.
Wave your hand if you don't fucking understand simple rules.
Oh my God. You motherfucker.
This guy, he was silent. I came up with the game. That was kind of good.
Yeah, he got us there.
That was really good. I mean, yep. He knows comedy.
Thinking on my feet.
I always be like, raise your hand. Like when we're all in a room, me and the girls and Katie, I'm like, raise your hand if you love Sunset. And then everybody's got to shoot their hand up real quick. What? Or if it's me, because he's my cat, like I'll put both hands up, you know? Or sometimes I'll just balance on one foot and put one foot up.
Oh, shit. You go three.
Quite a kid style?
Yep.
The crane kick.
Crane it.
Yep. Damn. Yep. You really love Sunset.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that cranes are most prevalent in the country, Georgia?
No.
Yep.
Is that true?
It's true.
Why?
Also, did you guys know that?
Yeah, brushed right over
did
that.
Did you guys know?
No, even why. I don't know why.
Here's a good one. Did you guys know that North Korea just banned dogs as pets? They're only to be kept for fur and meat now.
Meat?
Fuck that. Like, I need another crazy reason to hate North Korea.
I need to know more about this queen. You skipped that. Why?
That's so fucked
Why the queen down now?
I like how you said it, though, too. You made sure to say they banned dogs as pets.
As pets. Yeah.
But he's just ignoring this Quinn situation. I want to know.
He doesn't know the answer.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
I mean, I don't know why there's this.
Wave your hand if you think Blake doesn't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
No, he doesn't. Abe, it's fucking, that was for you.
I was just joking about the North Korea thing, too.
Oh, really?
They're actually, the new law states that everybody has to have a dog as a pet.
And meat.
Wait, how do I know that one's true? I'm falling down the Brett rabbit hole.
That one's not true. It was true the first. I really did read an article today that they banned.
But I don't know which one is true.
Can you look up the crane thing? This is bugging me. I want
to
know.
You have to Google where are cranes most prevalent.
And why?
Not why.
I need to know
Nobody's
why.
Nobody's going to tell you why, Tony. Just make something up. That's what why. I usually do.
Tell me why.
They're even confiscating them?
Yeah.
Like what
it's
kind
crazy,
of, like,
isn't
dogs?
It? It's gross. Yeah. And it's North Korea. So, like, if you hide your dog and they find it later, they'll probably just put you to death.
Oh, yeah. It'd be way worse.
Can you imagine, like,
told you.
The animated movie they make there, all dogs don't go to North Korea?
Kim. Oh, it's not compatible with the socialist model, apparently.
So,
that's what, not socialist behavior.
What do they have? What do they have as pets, though?
That's a good question.
North pets?
Yeah. North Korean pets.
Think you kids, probably.
Yeah. Pandas.
Pandas?
Something extravagant. Like,
it's all about the.
You're probably not allowed to have any pets anymore. No.
Well, it's all talking about the fact that he banned dogs, so it doesn't tell me what they actually do have.
Hmm.
Yep, told you. You guys don't believe me about
But you
shit.
Know what they do? Can't have TikTok.
I wonder why. Yeah. I wonder why, because you just told me you lied about it, and what then you tell me you lied about the lie.
I told you the truth, and then told you that it was a lie.
So what about this queen thing?
Oh, yeah.
I need to know.
Yeah.
Inquiring mind what to know.
So this is the fact check Brett episode all of a sudden?
Yeah. Because you can get away with that because...
I can't believe you just don't believe me about
things. No, no, because you can normally get away with that because Ashton's lying with you. Mm. And we don't have time to fact check both of you.
Brett, you're wrong.
Oh.
Common... the largest breeding populations can be found in Russia, Finland, and Sweden.
Not even in the United States. Not even.
I didn't say the United States. I said the country... Georgia, not the
about one third of the entire North American population of sandhill cranes breeds in the forest of Canada and Alaska.
Are you queen lighting this?
Here's one about.
So did Georgia fall off?
They migrate. Nice cover up.
Oh my god!
It fell off the top 10, huh?
They migrated. Apparently, one of the largest migrations took place to a river in Nebraska.
Well,
of all places.
Wasn't there an emu massacre?
Yeah.
That we covered once?
Yeah. That was
the Great Emu War.
Yeah, that could potential award-winning episode.
Yeah.
There's going to be releasing a movie about it here shortly. Yeah.
You know what episode you should have just because the title was?
Benicio del Toro.
Yep.
Damn it.
Which is our most popular episode ever.
But that was so long ago. I wanted something recent.
How hung is Benicio del Toro?
That's a great episode.
Yeah.
I wonder
just what, the timing on that was the best because we just did met Snaff and we
no we were going met, to going Snaff
and we met every yeah
we met all these people.
What's the last episode you did?
How hung is Benicio del Toro?
That's like a lot of people with how they met us.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And then the year before that, how'd you meet these guys?
Dick party. Oh, you're the dick party guest.
We have a theme.
Yeah.
And it's like Adam said, wiener. That's our theme.
What a fun comment, Adam Avery.
Yeah thanks, crazy. Adam.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
I have nothing else.
Any more lies you want
to... Abe's got a great shirt on right now.
I do.
He does.
Yep. Actually, that's a lie that I've never told you guys about. I've never actually even seen the stuff.
I can see it.
I faked it. Pretty good, though,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... you think they're ever going to release that extra 30 minutes they found?
I hope so.
Hey, can you hear this?
I hope they make a sequel.
That'd be awesome.
I know.
Can they cast us in it?
Yeah.
That's what should be all. I hope. That should be all we make.
I still think that we should...
continue on, have a sequel.
Yeah, the sequel.
The sequel.
The fan sequel.
The sequel. Yeah.
Or should we do...
workshop.
Should we pull an alien and put the stuffs?
I like that. Stuffs.
The stuffs.
How about a Z?
The stuffs.
We'll make it modern, too? Ooh.
Like it was made in, 2001?
Yeah. But, when Z was in every...
Yeah, everything.
All the S's were Z's.
Yeah, because that's the cool thing to do.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Too stuffed, so stuffed.
Too stuffy, too stuffed.
So we're car racers.
Tokyo stuffed.
We're car racers who have the stuff. We're addicted to the stuff. We're like doing lines of the stuff before we
stuff X.
Stuff X.
All right.
Did you hear the budget got slashed for the new Fast and Furious?
Yeah, surprise.
And that Vin Diesel is furious.
I did hear that he said this is definitely going to be the last installment.
Yeah. Was he vastly furious?
Might have been. Have you seen the picture of him on the yacht with his big old beer gut? It's pretty great.
Oh, wait, guys.
Not even trying anymore,
guys, Steffico Drift.
Steffico Drift?
Yeah. It's like all Tokyo Drift, but with the stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Because you don't even have to think about it.
Yeah.
So hold up and tell you need to get it.
Yeah.
He's even pulling a Brett.
I don't even know if it's
four. Oh, that's what I look like with my shirt off.
That's sexy Brett.
Dude,
he's even putting the hand on the belly right by the belly button and everything.
Dude, you shaved my head. That's me.
Yeah.
Wow. My stance and everything.
You got think body he does like Vin Diesel, buddy.
Do you think if you talk to him right now, it's like a Brett laugh?
Do you think he does a laugh?
A little deeper.
And he jiggles every time.
Can you do a mumble laugh?
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
You embarrass me.
Do you think he all of a sudden can't eat Tootsie Rolls and do anything else at the same time?
That's his weakness.
He crashes. He blows a
into
heist.
A big Tootsie Roll?
Yes.
He blows a heist because he's eating a Tootsie Roll. I can't drive.
You know I'm bad at this.
Guys, I know I love family, but if he had Tootsie Rolls...
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
If you managed to get through this episode, thank you.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.